Bendito sea Dios. We always have a spiritual war going on, and today the subject is the Christian warfare. And the Bible text is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Amen.
Amen.
We would like to have an easy, stress-less life in the new year. I would like to be one of those preachers who proclaim that the new year will bring you a lot of success, a lot of peace and tranquility. When I read in the Bible of King Ahab, when he wanted to attack the Arameans, he called all his prophets to come and prophesy to him. And they all said in unison, "You will have success. You will be great. You will take them by very easily." When King Jehoshaphat, who was also there, said, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord, of God?" He says, "Yes, there is one, but I don't like him. He always prophesies trouble for me." Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, he complained to God that he always had to proclaim disaster for the people because of their godless life. Yes, people like to have good news. They like to have prophecies of success. A prophet who is proclaiming disaster and fights is not liked. In the Bible, there were prophets who proclaimed blessings and success, but only to those who were faithful to God. In Deuteronomy, God commanded Moses that when they entered the promised land, they would have to proclaim, six tribes would have to proclaim blessings, and six tribes were to proclaim curses. Blessings is what God would like to give to all of us. But because of unfaithfulness, curses will come. Now, Paul wrote to the Ephesians the reason for the troubles. What are the reasons for the troubles that are happening? He says, We are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against powerful forces of the darkness. There's a constant fight in the spiritual world. I told you before that there are two kinds of worlds. There's a physical world and there is a spiritual world. We don't see the spiritual world until we go to heaven. Yet it is real, or even more real than the physical world, what we see. We see trouble, crimes, evil of every kind, and we condemn the person who does it. Some of these evil perpetrators are locked in the psychiatric clinic even. As Christians, we have to see who is behind all these things, behind all this evil. This week we heard of many places where mass killings took place. It's the power of darkness who possesses the person who is open to it. Many of the criminals said they heard a voice telling them to kill somebody. And I believe them straight away. I know the voice who told them to commit all this crime. It's not God's voice. It's a voice of the devil. There are millions of demons, evil spirits, or fallen angels. In fact, when Satan opposed God, one third of all the heavenly beings joined Satan. One third. There are people who ask, if God is a loving God, how can he permit all this to happen? It's because man has a free will. God told Adam not to eat of the particular tree, but Eve disregarded the command. She ate and also gave to Adam. God told Adam, the day you will eat of this tree, you will die. As they disobeyed God, they died spiritually. Therefore, everyone who is not born again still remains in the state of death. Every spiritual dead person is subject to evil spirits, led by them and often even possessed by them. Jesus cast out many evil spirits. In Mark he says, these signs will follow them that believe. In my name they will drive out demons. Seven young men wanted to drive out evil spirits. And they said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul is proclaiming. The evil spirit says, I know Jesus. I have heard about Paul. Who are you? And he gave him terrible beating. You see, you cannot command an evil spirit in the name of anybody. No human has the power to cast out demons by human strength. You must be born again. Then you have a new name. And if you are a child of God, you can cast out evil spirits if the person agrees to it. I never cast out an evil spirit unless the person who is concerned agrees to it and confesses that they want to be free from the evil spirit. Further, we have to understand that demons also attack Christians. Why do evil thoughts come to us? Why do you sometimes want to do things that you know they are wrong? I will remember the day when I laid on my bed and evil thoughts were coming to my mind and I didn't know why. I wondered why this came. This mustn't be me. This is not what I wanted. I asked God, why do these thoughts are coming? And then he opened my eyes and I could see two evil spirits beside me. I cast them out in the name of Jesus. And with that, the evil thoughts were gone. They were talking to me. And when you are tempted, evil spirits, they try to overtake you. And it depends how you respond. You have to cast it out in the name of Jesus. Since then, I understand more that we do not only cast out evil spirits from other people, but also those who bring wrong thoughts to us. We are not fighting flesh and blood, but powerful forces of darkness. Beware of what happens in the unseen world. There are accidents happening which are caused by evil spirits. Therefore, we need the special protection of God. As a Christian, we are not playballs of Satan. We are to know the source of our power. When you were born again, you were born as a child of God. You're no longer dead. You're alive. It says in John chapter 1, verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." What an incredible right, to have the right to be a child of God. As a child of God, you're no longer a stranger. You can call God Daddy. You receive the same power that he has, because you are called by his name. When you go anywhere, you don't go in your own name, you go in the name of Jesus. I've been to many places where I was received as a brother. I was a total stranger to them, but I came in the name of Jesus. To be a child of God opens many doors. Our source of power is in the name of Jesus. In the name we command evil spirits to depart. In his name we overcome hurdles that we could not otherwise overcome in the natural. In his name, we are victorious. In John chapter 8, verse 12, it says, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" As a child of God, we are not in the darkness. We are in the light, praise the Lord. In the light, you can see what you cannot see in the darkness. The world is in darkness, and people are led by Satan because they cannot see where they are going. The devil is leading them into the pit, and they don't see it. We are in the light and follow the light of the world. In Psalm chapter 91, verse 7, it says, "A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you." Amen. As believers in Jesus Christ, we have so much power. We don't even realize how much power we have. As John wrote, "Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world." As believers, we must understand the source of power and the incredible power that we have. Nothing can overcome us. Nothing can overcome us. No evil spirit has any right to trouble us. The one in me is God the Almighty, the great creator, the governor, the great I am. He is in me. Many Christians, they say amen to this, but when trouble comes, they forget about this point. They yield to the spirit of the world, not the spirit of God. When COVID hit, many forgot and said, "Greater is he that is in the vaccination." They forgot about God. As we are functioning from the position of power, we can overcome. That doesn't mean that we are not being attacked. How do we wrestle with the powers of darkness? With prayer. We wrestle with prayer. Pray in tongues. If you don't know speaking in tongues, ask God to give you that gift. Ask God. If you can pray in tongues, ask God to give you, because it's so important. You cannot pray for an hour or 2 hours in the mind, but you can in tongues. When you pray with your mind, the devil can manipulate your mind. When you pray in tongues, you speak from your spirit directly to the Spirit of God. And the devil doesn't know what you're praying. He cannot understand. In that way, you overcome any battle. In that way, you intercede for others. You can stand in the gap when others are failing. You pray until you get a confirmation that it is done. In your spirit, you know now what I pray for is fulfilled. The devil will bring many distractions when you pray. You remember many things that you should do. Especially when you pray and become silent. Oh, I should do this, I should do that, I should do this and that. And then you go and do it and you forget about the prayer. So when you pray, take a piece of paper and a pen, write down all the things that you have to do. Whatever comes to your mind, write it down. Afterwards you can do it. And you can write down what the Holy Spirit tells you. It's best also to put your phone on silent and out of your sight. Out of your sight. The devil knows that smartphones can distract us from prayer. I often switch off even my computer during prayer time, so it won't disturb me, and besides, I save energy also. One of the shortest verses in the Bible is this, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Very short verse. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Let us see some of the verses that talk about prayer. Luke 18, verse 1, says, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not to lose heart. Always we should pray. In Ephesians 6:18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Always keep on praying. This new year, 2025, will bring a lot of challenges. The perpetrators of this world are preparing great trouble for us. If we are not prepared, we will fail, we will fall, and we will be captured. The devil is not sleeping. Ephesians 6:18, again, what we said before, I pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. And 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. As I said, we are not fighting the troubles of this world. We are in fact fighting against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly realms. You are fighting these powers whether you like it or not. That is our life. You cannot overcome if you are not alert. You have to pray in the spirit and not in the mind. Your mind cannot comprehend what is going on. You must pray in the Spirit, which is in tongues, to overcome and be victorious. It's important that you have that prayer language because it's the only way to tap into the power of God. As we entered the new year, we pray more and have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Pray like never before. Pray like never before. Because of what they are planning for next year, you don't believe it. Don't have excuse for not praying. You know who doesn't want you to pray? That's the devil. He doesn't want you to pray because he knows there is power in prayer. Fight the devil with fierce prayer. Don't be distracted in prayer. It's the enemy's strategy to distract you. Don't become weary in prayer, because the enemy's way is to make you give up. Don't be let tiredness stop you from turning to God, from praying. Stand up, walk around, put cold faith and water into your face, or whatever you need to do, to keep awake and pray and pray and pray. I know in Africa they're praying for hours, not 10 minutes. They pray for 2 hours, 3 hours, 8 hours. Bishop Atinawari said, if I don't pray 3 hours in the morning, I cannot talk to the people. 3 hours. Remember, prayer is not talking into the air. It is talking to our Lord. To our Lord, to our Master, to the Almighty God. Beware. And always think to whom you're talking. Give him honor, give him adoration, and give him worship. May you have a new revelations as you are talking to the Holy Spirit. May he give you understanding and knowledge about the things of God. Amen.